Okay, today's daf is Yevamos, daf Nun Gimel, and again, today's shiur and this month's shiurim are sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shas Gevura by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlene Kubietzky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg. We thank the Kubietzky family for their sponsorship for the month of Kislev. Okay, we are on Nun Beis, Amud Beis, towards the bottom. And we are still discussing this first Mishnah. Today we finish up, Ezra Hashem, finish up the fifth parak in Yevamos, parak Rabbi Gamliel, and move on to the sixth parak, the large and fun parak. Every parak is fun, but really it's a parak of with a lot of different inyanim in it. All the sugyas of puravu and the sugyas of lying, l'shem darkei shalom, right? All of that is in, in the perek coming up, Ezra Hashem. Okay, but now we have Yevamos Yud Gimel. We are on Nun Beis Mabeis, and we're discussing the sugya of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, the first mission, if you remember, that we had on Daf Nun, discussing Chalitza Achar Chalitza, Yibum Achar Yibum, Yechalitza Achar Maimar, all the different permutations. And the last point we made was limitation that maybe our Mishnah is only going according to Rabbi. Why? Because the Mishnah had said that if Chalitza is done, and then Maimar is done, so then that maimer is insignificant halachically. So we say, why is that maimer insignificant? Marrying your chalitza, is an iser lav. It's chayve lavin, right? It's not an iser karis. It's chayve lavin if a man tries to marry his chalitza. Only Rabbi Akiva says that violating chayve lavin, there is no tfisas kiddushin, right? We discussed that already back on Daf Mem Tes and elsewhere. That's Rabbi Akiva. So it must be, Rav Yehuda said that it must be that our Mishnah is following the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. But according to the Chachamim, yesh achar chalitza klum, the Maimar after chalitza would have significance. Fine. That's how we got into the sugya. Then we had a machlokas. We had a machlokas hatanoim, as the Brisa, says, where we are, that we just had, and we're going to have a Tanya Iduch related to that. We had a machlokas between Rebbe and the version of Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim that Rebbe says that he heard, and then he has his own shita relating to maybe there's a difference between one's kavana after one does chalitza when one gets married. If one has kavana to get married, okay, you get married. But what if one had kavana to do yibum after you've already done chalitza? So does that make a difference? So that was the discussion we had in the Brisa of Tani Nami Hachi. Rebbe first said that the Chachamim would say chalitza is that the Maimar, marriage, is always significant after chalitza. And then Rebbe himself said that's only if you're Mekadesh L'Shem Ishus, you're getting married. But if you're Mekadesh L'Shem Yibmus, you're trying to do yibum after chalitza, then that doesn't work. That doesn't work even not according to Rebbe Akiva. So that's what we're up to. Tanya Idach, another brisa that relates to this issue, about 12, 13 lines up from the bottom. Tanya Idach, Chacholis Liavimto, the Chazar, the Kidsha, man does chalitza, and then he tries to get married to her. So, Machlokas, Rebbe Omer, Im Kidsha Lashum Ishus, Tzricha Menu Get, he tries to get married, Lashum Ishus. So that he's violating an Isser Daraisa, he's violating an Isser Chayvi Lavin, but that works. Right, it's chayv elavin that there is tefisas kiddushin, so you would need a get. L'shul yibmus ain't tzrichei menu get. But if he tries to do yibum after, so then you don't need a get, because it's meaningless. You can't do yibum after you're ready to chalitza. There's no more zika, so to speak. We'll see exactly. I'm formulating that, I'm foreshadowing, but we'll see what the machlokas is about. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say no. Bein shekitcha l'shem ishus, bein shekitcha l'shem yibmus, tzricha heimenu get. You always need a get. Even if you had in mind yibum, still, it works. There is tefisas kiddushin, and one would need a get. So, Amar Rav Yosef, my taima de Rebbe. What is the reason for Rebbe? Meaning, the Gemara only asks it in that way because they always ask, who is the chiddush and who is the pasha shita? So, you might say, marriage is marriage. So that's the Rabbanan shita. Nothing to explain. The chiddush is Rebbe. Rebbe says, if you have kavana to do yibum, it's not going to work. Why not? So that is the question of the Gemara, and we are going to have six answers to this question. Meaning, what is the root of the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim? Why the Chachamim say if you get married after doing chalitza, it always works. And Rebbe says, no, it makes a difference whether you're thinking marriage or whether you're thinking yibum. Right? So what is the difference? So answer number one. Amar Rav Yosef. My time at the Rebbe. Asa'uhu ke'oder b'nichsei hager. We make it. We treat it as if you are hoeing in the property of a convert, property of a ger. Ukisavar shaloein de lokani. Let's say I'm hoeing. I'm working in my backyard, and by some mistake I hoe. The borders are there. Isn't a fence between my backyard and my neighbor's backyard? So I also hoe in my neighbor's backyard a little bit. So my neighbor will come outside in my backyard and see I'm hoeing in his yard, and he'll say, "Oh, thank you very much for hoeing in my backyard." Okay, great. That doesn't do anything because it's my friend, my neighbor's. I just did him a favor. But what if my neighbor is a ger? And what if the ger died and he doesn't have any yarshim? So that backyard next to me is now hefker, is ownerless. And then I am hoeing, unbeknownst to me, I'm not even hoeing in my own reshus. I'm hoeing in my neighbor's reshus. And unbeknownst to me, it's actually hefker. But I don't have kavanah to be konit. I don't want it to be konit. To be konit, if I don't want it to be konit, I can be konit. Nixi ager without any yarshim are those are chasim or hefker, and therefore I can be konit, and hoeing it is a form of kinyan. We know the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin, three ways to be konit karka are kesef, shtar, and chazaka. You could pay for it, you could give a shtar for it, or you could physically do an action with it that reflects bailus. We'll get back to that, Bez Hashem. But that's kinyan chazaka. I have to actively do something with it. So hoeing it is a good kinyan. The problem here, I don't realize I'm doing the kinyan. And I have no kavanah to be koneh it. Says the Rav Yosef, that's exactly why Rebbe says it doesn't work here. Because you have kavanah to do yibum, but you can't do yibum. It's a mistake what you're trying to do. And just like by Oder B'nichzi Ager, it's not koneh, doesn't work for a kinyan, because you have no kavanah to be koneh. So too, if you're trying to do yibum after you've already done chalitza, you can't do yibum anymore. The Zika's finished. So therefore, it doesn't work. That's the language of Ode B'nechzi Ager, Ksever Shalohein, Dilo, Kani, it is not going to be Kone. In the language of the Ritva, the comparison is Pirish. V'chalutza zu vadai nichse hefkerhein. This chalutza is like hefker, why? Shekvar yotza lashuk b'chalitza. Meaning, she's a free woman. She's already, you know, out to the world with chalitza. He thinks, he this Yava mistakenly thinks, well, isn't there kind of like a Zika until she gets remarried to somebody else? I've already done my share to break the need to marry me. But maybe there's something called Zika until she gets remarried to somebody else. Therefore, lo kani, the mitzad atzman ein lo bakinyan, there is no lashon of kinyan there. That's the language of the Ritva. So, Amar le Abaya, who often argues on Rav Yosef, says, I'm sorry, I don't like that comparison. Me dummy, could you compare those cases? The case of the backyard with the ger, and the case of Yibam? No! There's a big difference, me dummy. Hasam lo machavin le mikne. By the backyard case, you have zero kavana to be kona anything. You have kavanah to hoe in your own backyard. So of course that's not koneh, because it's you don't have any kavanah liknos. Hacha, mi hacha kamachavin lemikneh. Here you have kavanah to be koneh, you have kavanah to do a maisa kiddushin, you have kavanah to get married, you just have kavanah to marry in the wrong way. But you have kavanah to get married. Halo dam, yes, says Abaye, no, our case is similar to the following. Ella oder benichse ger ze ukisaver shel ger acherhu dekani. No, you have kavana. You think that this backyard, or let's say it's not your backyard, because you probably know who your neighbor is. Let's say you know there's a field somewhere in the city that belongs to a ger, and you thought it was ger A, and it really ended up being ger B, and you had kavana to be kona from ger A and not ger B. So that does work. You have kavana to be kona there. So Abaye says that's a more parallel case. So I don't think that's the reason for Rebbe. So says Abaye, I have to come up with a different reason for the shita of Rebbe. The way the Ritva explains, again now, we said what the Ritva said, the Havamina was. What did the Ritva say that the Maskana was? Says the Ritva, Pirish, the Kivan Dekain. Says Abaye, you can't compare. By Oder B'nechzei Ager, you don't have kavanah to be kona anything. V'kivan tekein lo kano b'nechzei hefer. It's not going to work if you have no kavanah to be kona. Why? Here's the key line of the Ritva. Deleka dasa cheres makne. Because there's nobody being makne it into your rishus. So if you have no kavanah to be kona, and there's nobody that has kavanah to be makne, nothing's going to work here. V'la afuke hecha diga dasa cheres makne. Excluding, unlike a case where there is das acharis makne, meaning if there's somebody out there, let's say my neighbor wants to give me this piece of land in my backyard, and he sees me hoeing in my backyard. And in his mind, oh, I'm giving that to him now. I'm being mocher to him. So there, you know what? It could work. Because there, at least he has das makne. Even though I don't have das kone, I don't have anti-das kone, and I'm doing a maisa kinyan. So my maisa kinyan plus his das makne, that possibly could work, says the Ritva. The avagav delon eskavin liknos efshar shu kone becheskonso. But here, there's neither. The ger is dead, and I'm trying to be kone, so it's not going to work. So that is the shita of the Ritva. Interestingly, so the Ritva here is saying, if we think about it, if we formulate it, it's somewhat harder sometimes to be kone a dvar hefker than to be kone something that's owned by someone else. Might be harder. Here, if I have no kavana to be kone this item, right, so then it's not going to work if it's hefker. But if it's somebody else's and they have das acheres makne, then it could work. There are other evidence. There is other evidence that it could be just the opposite. Sometimes it's easier to be kone a dvar hefker, because there's no competing bailus. Where do we see that? We see that in the Rambam. Two Rambams. The Achronim like to put together these Rambams. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha, Tezvav. Right, we are talking about the kinyan called Chazaka. The kinyan of, right, being Machzik, not Kesev, not Shtar, Chazaka. So the Rambam holds. In the beginning of Hilchos Mechira, Haisa karka tzuchiyach zela she'en ba lo gedeira v'lo pritza v'en bazria. How are you kone a piece of land that you can't plant in? It's very rocky. It's very, it has cliffs on it. You can't plant anything there. You can't put a fence up, which are forms of kinyan. So how are you kone that piece of land? Hare hachazaka shekona osaba shtichas haperos. O ha'amadas behema sham v'chayotze ba mishar tashmish. What could you do? This might go in the same direction, but I'll mention another case. Right, the Rambam says you could spread out your fruit to dry on the land. That's good enough. Shtichas peros. That is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Tezvav. Says the Ravid, Hamilsa lo michavra, dahai chazaka achilas perosi, viachilas peros lo mahanya, ela kinegetaina. Doing something. Here, you didn't do anything physical with the land. You just put something on the land. That's good enough. Says the Ravid, no. That's only good enough to prevent somebody coming within the next 3 years and say, oh, you haven't used this land for 3 years. And I can say, no, I put my fruit here. So it works kinegetaina. A third parak of Baba Basra topic. Ava lumikna ba'ara lo kanya. Elamidi de mahanya la'ara ke'en no v'gadar. But you got to do a kinyan b'gufa karka in order to be kone a piece of land. Right? That is the Ravid's problem. That's one Rambam. Aleph Tezvav. Shtichas Peiros works. Right? But now, if you look a little bit later, in Hilchos Achiya Umatana, Hilchos Achiya, right, this works in the same direction. I apologize for the introduction. Look at the same direction. In Hilchos Achiya, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Ketzad, Halokeach Karka Mechaveiro Vehechzik Ba Ba'achilas Peirosav Kana, Kamosha Biarnu, Aval Benichse Hefker, O Nichse Hager, Afilu Achal Peiros Ha'ilan Kama Shanim, Lokana logufa ilan velogufa karka achiyaza maisa begufa aretz osha yavod avoda beilan. The Rambam says, being kone dvarim shel hefker, then shtichas peiros is not good enough. You have to do a maisa begufa karka. Ask the Ravid, ask the Achronim, what's the difference? What's the difference? Does shtichas peiros work or not? Why should it make a difference between if you're being kone from a ger or being kone from someone else? So explain the Achronim. The all kinyanim. The secret of all kinyanim, all Achronim say this, the secret of all kinyanim is horaz bailus. It's a reflection of ownership. That's the secret of all kinyanim. Why is it a kinyan if I pull something, or if I pick something up, or if I work the land, or if I, any of those, Meshicha, Hagva, all of those. It all is a reflection of what an owner would do. Right, what's the beginning of Psachim, Daf Dalet, Mesiras Maftechos, right, Rashi and Tosafot discuss, giving over the keys. If I'm holding the keys, that might be a kinyan. If I'm holding the deed, it might be a kinyan. All kinyanim at root are haraz bailus. It's a reflection of ownership. So, says the Rambam here, it's easier to have a reflection of ownership when there's another owner staring at me in the face, and I'm still allowed to do something. So even just putting my fruit there is a reflection of ownership. Because he's staring at me, he's not protesting, and I'm putting my fruit here. So shtichas peiros could be a kinyan. But let's say there is no other owner. So then maybe I have to actually do something b'guf hakarka. It's not good enough to do something just dichas teiros, because there's no counter pressure, and therefore I'd have to do something more serious in the karkos. That's another example, not an opposite example, another example where one would be able to be kone karka from someone else in an easier fashion than one can be kone it from hefker. But there is evidence the other way as well. There is just one achron who says this. It's the stipler. The stipler talking about a rivid in Maseches Baba Basra. Where Baba Basra seems to say the example that I gave before, that if I have no das to be kone, but the mocher has das to sell to me, that would work. That would work. And the Kilos Yaakov explains that, because by our Gemara, it's hefker, there's no das kinyan at all, so it's not going to work. I have no das kinyan, he has no das to be makin it to me. But if he has das lahaknos, so then that could work. He says, let's find it, ubazeh, well, ani has died. The efshal chalik. Oh, the trein yani kavanos ika b'maisa kinyan. The yisod iser maisa kinyan. Who maisa hishtaltus al hamamon. Right, horas bailus. Kederach shabailim sholten alav. Ubazed nigmar adinyan v'zachabo. Ubehidur of anan over there in Baba Basra. Who asak babator bailim. He acted like a bailim and he dug. Ella, he didn't have kavana to makne it, but that's okay. Heichadika das acheres makne it, sor kavana lakinyan. Zialkapan and klapia makne ika maisa muchachas shigamar daito lahaknos. But in our case, you're missing both, and that's why it's not going to work. So that's an important discussion in kinyanim in general, and to explain right here, the Ritva says that's Rav Yosef Shita, and that's a Abaya's rejection of Rav Yosef Shita. So we continue, we go to number two. Ella amar Abaya. Different shot. Let's get back to what are we talking about. Remember, we're trying to explain the Machlokas Tanoim. Why, according to the Rabbanan, if I try to do, quote-unquote, Yibum after Chalitza, it works. And the Rebbe says, no, if you had Kavanah for marriage, it works. If you had Kavanah for Yibum, it doesn't work. So what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? So try number two. El Amar Abaya HaChamayaskinon could go to Amar La. His Kachali B'mamar Yibmin. The Lashon that you use is, be married to me through Maimar of Yavam. Remember, we already had on yesterday's daf the important discussion of what the language of Maimar is. He gives her kasef, and Rashi says, he says, Hariyam Gudeshes li b'mamar Yibmin. So what if he uses that lashon? This is where Rashi must have gotten it from, right? He uses that lashon after Chalitza. So, says the Gemara, this is the root of the Machlokas. Go to Amar Law, it's actually Mamar Yibin. Rebbe Savar, Mamar Ilove Zika Karami, as we discussed earlier. Maimar piggybacks on Zika. Zika is the connection the Torah makes. Maimar is what the Rabbanan said, how I should add to that Zika. So Vasai Chalitza, Afakta Lezika. But once I did Chalitza, there's no more Zika. So there's nothing to piggyback on, so it totally falls away. It doesn't exist anymore. So now I'm trying to do Maimar after Chalitza, but there's nothing for it to, nothing exists. That's why it's not going to work. V'rabbanan savri, no. Hayluchu dekoy, v'hayluchu dekoy. Really, there's a Zika daraisa, and there's a Maimar midrabbanan, and they both exist independently. Me'ikara ilu amarles kachli b'maimar yibmin, milo mahani. So if he would have said this lashon before Chalitza, wouldn't it have worked? So hashanami mahani. So here now it also works. Some Rishonim say this means mitam, at least midrabbanan. Misham gzeir, if it works before, it should work now. That is option two. Abaya's suggestion of the Machlokas. Number three, Rava Amar, Ida Amar Labam Amar Yimin, Kule Amar Lopligi de Mahanya. No, everybody would have said that works. Everybody would have said that works. Why? Either because Maimar is not a piggybacking on Zika, or even if it is, Misham Gzeira, but everybody would say that works. Vahacham Amayas Kinan, Kigon to Amar La, Hiskachi Li, Bezikas Yimin. A different Lashon. Not Maimar, but you're focusing on the Zika. Bezikas Yibmin. So that is the Lashon. What's the Machlokas? Rebbe Savar, Yesh Zika. The fifth time this comes up in Masechtas Yevamos. Rebbe holds Yesh Zika. What does that mean? As we described, that the Rabbanon create an additional level of Zika besides what the Torah creates. The Torah creates that the Yavam has to marry the Yavama. The Rabbanan give it a status of marriage, so to speak. It's a quasi-ishus. That is the additional point of Yesh Zika Midrabbanan. So Rebbe holds there this strong Zika, and therefore what? V'yasoi Chalitza afikte l'Zika, and the Chalitza comes and undermine the Zika. And the Chalitza undermines this Zika that is very, very strong. But Chalitza removes it, right? She can get married to whoever she wants. That means there's nothing left. And therefore, when you say, I want to marry you, but Zika's Yamin, doesn't work. The Rabbanan Savri, Ein Zika. The Rabbanan say, no, Ein Zika. There is no additional connection that the Rabbanan made. And Ein Zika is somewhat of a looser, weaker connection. And therefore, says the Rabbanan, Meikara ilu amar lo iskach li bezika siyamin milo mahani. Originally, this lashon would have worked, even though ein zika. So what do you say now? That chalitza removed it, so it was weak to begin with, and this lashon of zika siyamin worked. So now it's even weaker, but it'll still work. So hashanami mahani. Period. As my Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig would say, its weakness is its strength. The fact that it is so weak to begin with, and yet the language of Zika works, so even if when it's totally not there, it still can exist if you use Zika's Yemin, because you see, even originally, the language is not so appropriate, and yet it works. So even after the Chalitza, it would work. Tosis notes, Tosis in the bottom of the previous Amud, says, remember, that even according to the Manda Amar, Ein Zika, there's something there. There's something there. Even if you say Ein Zika, this Lashon was for sure going to work. Pre-Chalitza. Right? Because the Torah says, the Gemara says elsewhere, Zekuka Va'omedes. You are connected. So there is something there. But if it's weak and still the Lashon works, so even if it's even weaker after Chalitza, the Lashon will work. The Lashon will work as well. And we might, the Ritva's Lashon here is, we might even interpret it more as a parallel. I want to marry you, just like the Torah creates the Zika, but it's going to be a parallel, more than it's describing the actual connection. Okay, that is all option three. We're halfway there. Number four, Rav Shravya Amar, Bechalitza Ksheira, if you had done a proper Chalitza. Right, there's Machlokes post-Chalitza, now we're going to limit it. If you'd have done a proper Chalitza, what's a Chalitza Ksheira? A Chalitza where you could have done Yibum. Right, that's what we've said already. An inferior chalitza is one that yibum wasn't possible, so you had to do chalitza, and that chalitza sometimes might not be fully powerful regarding the normal ramifications of chalitza. Maybe everyone was going to have to do chalitza, right? Maybe it's not going to create a heter, right? For in all cases. So if Shravya says, if you did a full perfect chalitza, bechalitza ksheira, ida amar lo iskach li bezikas yimin, and you said after the perfect chalitza, be married to me bezikas yimin kuli amalo pligi de lo mahani, that for sure does not work. Because a perfect chalitza gets rid of the Zika totally, there's nothing left. So the language of Zika of Zimin would not work, even according to the Rabbanan. But, the hacha b'chalitza psula kamiflagi. The machlokas is, what if the Yavim had done an inferior chalitza? Right, a chalitza where Yibum was not possible. So, that's the machlokas. Mar Savar, Rebbe holds chalitza psula poteres. Even if it's inferior, it at least removes the Zika totally from this man and woman. And therefore, if you try to get married Yimin as a Yibum, it's not going to work, because there's no more Zika. Even though it was a Zika psula, the Zika disappears, and therefore your marriage is not good. Umar Sabra, the Rabbanan would say no. Chalitza psula in a poteret. If it's a weak chalitza, it does not totally remove the Zika. And therefore, something still exists, and if you try to do Yibum, it is going to work. It's going to work, and that's why you would need a get. Number four. Next, number five. Now, this is the first time we're going to have a topic here. Finally, after 52 days of waiting, we're going to have a topic in Chalitza, one of the more basic Lumdish topics right here. Rav Ashi Amar, Dekuli Amar Chalitza Psula Ein Apoteris. No, a Chalitza Psula would not potter, and the Zika would still exist, and everybody would say the marriage would work. V'hacha b'yesh tnai b'chalitza kamiflagi. The machlokas here is, are you allowed to make a tnai on a chalitza? I hereby will do chalitza with you as long as you give me $200,000. You're allowed to make a tnai on a chalitza? You can make a tnai on a marriage, a kiddushin, a gerushin, you can make any tnai. Hari amukudashas li, as long as it rains tomorrow. Right? Hari amukudashas li, as long as amanasha ani ashir. Amanash ani tzaddik. Remember all those Gemaras in Kiddushin, Memtes, Amanash this, Amanash that. You can do whatever you want. You can make a tznai on Kiddushin, on Gerushin. Can you make a tznai on Chalitza? Machlokes. Ki megat na chalitza. That's the machlokas here. And the case is here, he made a chalitza al tnai. So Mar Savar, the Rabbanon hold, yesh tnai bechalitza. You can make a tnai in chalitza. And until you fulfill the tnai, your chalitza has not worked. And therefore, this is a case where you haven't fulfilled the tnai yet. So you're trying to get married. You haven't fulfilled the tnai, so your zika is still existent. So that's why the marriage that you try to do even afterwards is going to work. Umar Savar and Rebbe holds ein tnai bechalitza. No, you can't make a tnai bechalitza. What does that mean, you can't make a tnai bechalitza? If you try to make one, you just forget the tnai, and the chalitza is good. And therefore, your chalitza is full, there is no more zika, and therefore you can't do yibam afterwards. Two crucial discussions. One general. Whenever tnai comes up, you have to remember Tosfos is commenting Subis. Tosfos asks, why is it that if I make a tnai on a maisa, and for some reason there's a problem with the tnai, right? Hariyah mukadeshes li almanas, that I fly to the moon. Right, if I say that. So what's the halacha in that case? I'm married. Because that's a tnai that is impossible, and therefore the halacha says, forget the tnai, and the maisa is good. Ask Tosfos why. I only want to get married if I could fly to the moon. So if you want to say that something's batel, something's nullified, so say the whole thing is nullified, and I'm not even married. Why do we say if the tnai is ruined, that the maisa is kayam, and the tnai is just forgotten? Say even the maisa is thrown out. Says Tosfos, crucial Tosfos in Ksubis. We got to do two crucial Tosfos in Ksubis right now. Ksubis Nun Vav, Tosfos says, well, let's remember, the whole institution of tnai is a chiddush. You know, I'm getting married now. Who says that I can make any kind of condition? I'm doing a physical action right now. I'm giving my wife money. Hariyah mukudeshes li b'matbeyazu, b'tabazu, whatever. Almanaz. What do you mean? You're doing an action now. Why should you be able to make a condition? So you know what? The Torah is mechadesh. The Torah says, b'nei gada b'nei ruvein, atnai, if you conquer with us, if you don't conquer with us, we learned all Mishpatei Atznaim from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain. So the Torah is Mechadish, there's a whole new world called Tanai. But it's a Chiddush. And therefore, if for some reason the Chiddush doesn't work, I throw out the Chiddush. But you did a Maisa of marriage. So that's why Tosfos says, that's what we hold. Whenever we throw out a Tanai, we say Tanai Batel Maisa Kayim. But that's the words of Tosfos Nun Vav and Aleph, right at the beginning of the wide lines here. He says, Hava mina deshum Tanai, Einam Batel Maisa. V'yafilu lo yizkayim besof Maisa Kayim. Because the whole thing is a Chiddush. So, Kamash Blom, we don't say that. And that's why here in our Gemara, if you hold Ein Tanai Bechalitza, if the guy tries to make a Tanai, we don't say the whole thing is thrown out. We say the Chalitza is good, and this the Tanai is thrown out. And that's why Rebbe would say that in this case, the Chalitza is good, and the marriage does not work. But the greater issue that we have to deal with is, so we paskin, like the second Mandamer, Ein Tanai Bechalitza. You can't make a Tanai, a Chalitza al Tanai. Why not? What's the Svara? Why can I get married through a Tanai, but I can't do a chalitza through a tanai? I could do kiddushin, gerushin, I could do a sale al tanai. I could do so many things al tanai. But I can't do chalitza al tanai. Why not? So that is another Tosfos in Ksubis. And all the Reb Chaim and others made a big deal about this Tosfos. And it's based on the Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Dalet. The Gemara there, what the Gemara does explicitly is make a connection between making a shliach and making a tanai. The Gemara says, any action that you can make a shliach on, I can ask a shliach to do for me, I can make a tanai. If I can't make a shliach, I can't make a tanai. So why is that? Why do those two things go together? So Tosfos says, in the language of the Achronim, Tosfos says, bailus. Are you a bailim? Are you a balabas on this action? That's the question. Do you have control of the action, or it's just a physical act that you do, and memela, you know, the effects of the action come? Give a mushel, right? Let's say I put on tefillin. I say I should only be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillin if it's snowing outside. That's crazy. I'm putting on tefillin, I'm yotzei tefillin. I don't have kavana shelo lotzeis. I have kavana to do the mitzvah with a tanai. Can you do a mitzvah? Am I a bailam on the mitzvah of tefillin? No, I can't make a tanai. That's also why I can't ask you to put tefillin on for me. Because it's a mitzvah that it's a maisa. It's not a maisa that I'm in control of. I physically have to do it. But I'm not a bailim. I'm not in control of that mitzvah. So, says Tosfos, he says, V'yesh lomar, dahainu taima dahoil v'hamaisa kolkach biyado sheyachol lekaima al yedei shliach svarahu sheyehe kamochein biyado l'shavuye beit na'ah. That's the language. If you're so in control that you can make a shliach, so too you're so in control to make a tanai. Aval chalitza she'ein biyado l'kaima ayidei shliach lo havei biyado nami l'mir mebeitzna. You can't make a shliach to do chalitza for you. You got to come yourself. What does that show about chalitza? It shows that you're not a bailam on the chalitza. You have to do the physical act of chalitza. Memeila Hashem says the woman is muteris l'shuk. But it's not that you're in control. By kiddushin and gerushin, I'm in control. I have control of the chalos that I am creating. It's not something that happens memeila. So that's why you can't make a tie by chalitza, because chalitza is a mice that happens memeila. There are many other nafkaminas. Many other nafkaminas. Reb Chaim says, anilchas yibam. A nafkamina is, do you need eidei kiyum? Do you need eidim standing there fundamentally? So by kiddushin and gerushin, you need witnesses there. If there are witnesses or not there, let's say you video a marriage. You video it, there are no witnesses there. You video a marriage, you know for sure it takes place. You know what? They're not married. There are no witnesses there, they're not married. Why? Because we need what's called Eidei Kiyum, not just Eidei Birur. We don't need Eidim just to know what took place. We need Eidim to create the Maisa, to create what took place. Without the Eidim, it didn't take place halachically. That's by Kiddush, that's by Gershon. Says Reb Chaim, that's where you are in control of the Maisa. But let's say by chalitza, he's basing it on a Muki Yosef who says that without Edom it's a chalitza psula. What does that mean? It means it's problematic, but something was accomplished. What was accomplished? No Edom. The answer is chalitza is something that's a davar de b'meila. It's like category 2 type. It's not something that you're in control of. And therefore, nafkamina could be tnai. Nafkamina is shliach. Nafkamina is you need Edi kiyam. And the Kovetz Shi, if you want a big discussion of this, and with this we'll finish this section, the Kovetz Haaretz, Reb Elchanan in Simin Ayin Vav. If you never saw it, it's a great one column to go through. Simin Ayin Vav, Reb Elchanan goes through many different nafkaminas between the two different types of actions, where you're in control, or it's something that happens by Mela. Right? For example, he says, let's say making something Asur Mishum Avodah Zara. Let's say I go over to something of yours and I bow down to it. What's the halacha? Ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. Doesn't become oser. It's your item. I can oser something that is yours. Ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. But what happens if I go into your house, I take your milk and put it into your hot chicken soup? Oh, ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. No, that's basa b'chalof. You don't say ein adam oser davar sheino shelo. So even in Isurim, there are differences between what averas you're in control of and what averas happen automatically. So that is the big Reb Elchanan. We'll see at the end of this time. We'll go more through that Reb Elchanan. But either way, that's the first time this came up in this Pesachta. Rav Ashi saying option number 5 is Tanai B'Chalitza. Fine. Number 6, sixth and final suggestion. Ravina Amar. Tekuli Amar Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza. There's a lot of action here on Amar Aleph, so it's just the way it is. Ravina Amar. Tekuli Amar Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza. Everybody agrees Yesh Tanai B'Chalitza. The Rishonim say, even though we don't paskin that way, we paskin ain't tznai. But that's what he says. You could have said the other way. The hacha bitznai kafel kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether you need regular mishpatei hatznaim. We know there are even in the world of tznai, there are ways you have to make a tznai. You have to make it double. If yes, then this. If no, then no. You got to say the positive and the negative. You have to say the positive before the negative. You have to say the condition before the action. If this, then that. You have to say, if it snows, then I'm going to be married. You can't say, I'll be married if it snows. Right? There are a lot of different halachos. And the shaila is this all about logic? Is it gzeiras hakasev? That's a sugi in kiddushin, not for now. But the machlokas here is maybe, what do you need all of those rules? Do you need all of those rules? And the case here is where you didn't do it that way. So does it work? So, mar savar bina tznai kafol. One opinion is that you need tznai kafel. The Rabbanan say, you need tznai kafel, you need the double tznai, and you didn't do that here. And therefore, I'm sorry, that's the Rebbe Shita, and you didn't do it here, and therefore the tznai falls away, and therefore the chalitza is good on its own. Umar sabar lo bina tznai kafel, and the Rabbanan say, you don't need tznai kafel, and therefore the tznai is good, you didn't fulfill it yet, and therefore the marriage, the chalitza didn't take place yet, and the zika still exists, and therefore you could do Yibam after this Chalitza. Tanai Kavol is also a major machlokes. There's also an important sheet of the Rambam, just to mention the Rambam, and then I'm not going to go into it now, but the Rambam says in a few places, we'll mention the Rambam from Hilchos Zechiah. The Rambam says that Mishpatei Atzraim are not needed in all areas of Halacha. The Rambam says, Perek Gimel Halacha Ches, he quotes his Rebbeim, V'rabosai Horu, Shein Tzarech Lechpolas Atznai Lahaktim Hein Lalav, Ella b'kiddushin v'gittin bilvad. The Rambam says all mishpatei atzraim are only needed for kiddushin and gerushin. He quotes his rabbeim. But let's say by mekach u'memkar, by dinim aminis, you don't have to fulfill regular mishpatei atzraim. And the Rambam ends off saying ve'ein l'davar zeraya. I have no idea why they say this. The Rambam says there's no raya, so that's a pretty strong statement. And the Ravid there says, I don't know, even though there's no raya, I'll tell you what I think the basis is. But that's a big sugya, how the Rambam could say that, just to mention the question. The Rambam says you only might need it by Kiddush and Kedusha, but not by Dinim Aminis. But isn't the whole source of Tanaim from Dinim Aminis, by Bnei Godim and Eruvain? The whole source is about Dinim Aminis. And you're telling me that you don't need it by Dinim Aminis. You only need it by Kiddush and Kedusha. That's a good kasha, but it's not for now. Says the Gemara now. So let's get into now. The Gemara has small comments relating to all of the rest, the other cases of the Mishnah. So here we go. Chalatz v'asamam rev nasagedu ba'alachulu. Remember the case was, the Mishnah said, if you do chalitza and then anything after chalitza, it's not significant. If you do yibum and anything after yibum, it's not significant. Because after all, the Mishnah says, ein achar chalitza klum. After chalitza is nothing. So ask the Gemara, v'nissi nami ein achar bia klum. So say the other half of the statement too, saying there's nothing after yibum. So Abai Varava, Dami Trabayu, Tini Enachar Biaklum. Fine, say that also. Or instead, Vitana Didan, Hataraz Yavama Lashuka Difale. Our Mishnah says, no, it's better. If you're going to say one over the other, it's better to say the statement that says she's willing to marry anybody. Rather say that, right? Like the, I saw the Sharam Siyana Balacha connects this to Dav Gimel, where we say Chalitza before Yibam in the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Because you want to focus on her Heter before you focus on her being connected to the Yavam. Okay. Weiter. Echad Yavama Achaz, Echad Shtei Yavamos. So the Mishnah also said there's no difference between one or two women. Masnisan Deloka Ben Azai, the Mishnah is against Ben Azai. The Tanya, Ben Azai said that there is a difference. Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Achar Maimer, Bishnei Yavamim V'Yavama Achaz. If there are two men, two Yavams and one Yavama, then Maimer after Maimer has significance. Right, if the two Yavams both give her a Maimar, then the second one is significant. The Ein Maimar Acha Maimar, B'Shnei Yavamas V'Yavam Echa. But if there's only one Yavam, and he gives Maimar to two of the Yavamas, then that's not significant, the second one. Okay, so he makes a Chiluk, our Mishnah didn't, so the Mishnah is against Ben Azai. Ketzad, Maimar Lezu V'Chulu. So now we're going on the case of a man. The Yavam does Maimar to woman A, and then Chalitza to woman B. That was in the Mishnah. Right, again. Maimer to woman A, chalitza to woman B. What do you have to do? Get to woman A. That's what the Mishnah says. You have to do chalitza to woman A? No. The chalitza to woman B works for woman A. Again, maimer to woman A, chalitza to woman B. That's it. Why did the Mishnah give a case of maimer to woman A and chalitza to woman A? It dafka gave a case of maimer to woman A and chalitza to woman B. So the Gemara says, well, maybe if it would have been to the same woman, maybe that would have been a chalitza re'ua, an inferior chalitza, and wouldn't have pater the other women. That's the diuk. Lema Messiah lele Shmuel. So let's say this supports Shmuel. Da'amar Shmuel, because Shmuel has said already, chalitza lebalas ha'mamar lo niftarat zarasa. If you do chalitza to the woman who you did maimar to, so then once you do maimar, so then you've kind of ruined your, or you can't do chalitza anymore, so it's a chalitza re'ua. So lo niftarat zarasa. So is that the reason the Mishnah gives that case? V'tziyufta de Rav Yosef, and it's a kasha on Rav Yosef, who always says that we would advise a yavam to not ruin all the women involved. So if you did maimer to one woman, don't do chalitza to the other one, because then you have to get to the chalitza, get to the first one, and then they're both ruined. So is this a kasha on Rav Yosef? So the Gemara says no. Miktani choletz, choletz tani dieved. You're right. We would have advised him to do chalitza to the first woman, but the case is where he didn't. He didn't ask. He just did it. So it's no kasha against Rav Yosef, or it's no raya dafka that that's why the Gemara says that case according to Shmuel. Weiter, get lezuba, get lezu chulu. So again, you give gets to all of the yavamis. So the Mishnah says chotzos, right? The plural lashon of doing chalitza. So lema messiah le rabba barafuna da amar rabba barafuna chalitza psula tzri chalachzer akalachin. Is this a raya to Rabba Barafuna, who we said earlier in the beginning of the third parak, that if you do a chalitza psul, an inferior chalitza, you have to do that from all of the women? So Gemara said, no, my tzrichos, tzrichos to Alma. Tzrichos might just be a plural. You know, all women in the world who are involved in this case have to do chalitza. Doesn't mean that all three women in this case have to do chalitza. Get lezu b'chalitz lezu. If you give a get to woman A, chalitza to woman B. Lema, same thing as before. Lema m'sayle l'shmuel v'tiyav 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 a case of two different women you did this to, not the same woman, and that's why the one chalitza works for all. So no, miktani cholitz, cholitz ktani tiyeved. No, it's a case where you happen to do it. But lav dafka, that this is the only case that would work. Cholitz v'cholitz v'cholitz v'chulu. So also, the Mishnah continues and says, if you do chalitza to a couple of women, do b'yibam to a couple of women, the first one is significant. V'listi nami inachar b'yaklum. It says, anachar chalitza klum. Abayav ravid. Amit shavayu, tzniya inachar b'yaklum. Okay, switch it. V'tani didon, ataras yivam lashuk adifalei. As we said earlier, we'd rather say the case of heter lashuk than iser. Ben yavam achal d'shei yivam asvechulu. Next case. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, a case of, Rashi explains, we're talking about a case of chalitza to woman A, Maimar to woman B. So that's a case where the second Maimar is meaningless. Chalitza to woman A, Maimar to woman B. The Mishnah says, nothing to talk about. So, Bishlamal Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're getting back to a machlokas we had way back on Daf Yud. Remember the case? We had a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Whether, after a man does chalitza, do all the other brothers revert back to the Isser Kares of Eishes Ach, even with this woman? Or not, or everybody's chayvei lavin. Rabbi Yochanan said that, well, we old, everybody's chayvei lavin. Right? Once there's a heter of Yibam, it doesn't refer back to the Isser of Eishes Ach, and Reish Lakish says it does. So, Bish, the mother of Rabbi Yochanan, to Amar Kula Besa Belav Kai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that all the brothers now are only chayvei lavin, not krisus. So, Itzrich Lashminan, I understand the chiddush that the Mishnah has to tell me. After chalitza is done, nothing else is significant. Dein kedushin tofsin b'chayvi lav. And the chiddush is to teach me that there's kedushin or not tofes. Once there's a chalutza, then everything afterwards, even maimor, is meaningless. And kedushin or not tofes. Like we said on yesterday's daf, our mishnah is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Ela the Reish Lakish to Amar Kula Besa Bakares Kai. But according to Reish Lakish, who says all the other brothers revert back to the Isra of Eishas Ach, Itzrich Lashmin on Dein kedushin tofsin b'chayvi krisus. I have to know that. That if I try to marry somebody who's chayvei krisus, it doesn't work? Of course. We know that from elsewhere. What's the chiddush then of the Mishnah that if you do chalitza and then try to do maimer, it doesn't work? Of course it doesn't work. It's chayvei krisus. So Amar Lecha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says back, what, a little taimeich? What, according to you, it's better? You also have a problem. Seifa diktani ba'al vasa maimer. The case, what in Seifa, the next line says, if you did bia and then maimer. So the maimer is not significant. Yisra chlashmina dekidush tovsim beishas ish. There she's married. So there's a chiddush. If the Yibam, you have to tell me there's a chiddush that you do maimer to somebody else that's insignificant? Of course, it's chayvei krisus. Ella, but what should you tell me? You're right, there's no chiddush, but it just goes through all the cases. I did a tana, taras yavam echad, v'yavam achas, tana nami shneivamas v'yavam echad. Since it says the resha, so it goes into the seifa. And even in the seifa, v'yadi did a tani shneivamas v'yavam echad, tana nami shneivam yimin v'yavam achas. It goes through all the cases, even though not all of them teach me a chiddush. Also, similar, chalatz vasa maimer v'nasan v'chulu, if I do chalitza, Rashi says this is talking about ayavam echad v'yavam achas koi. What we're talking about here is one in one. So you do chalitza and then maimar. So bishlama chalatz v'asa maimar itzrich. I understand the chiddush of telling me why if a man does chalitza to a woman and then does maimar to a woman, what's the chiddush to tell me that it's meaningless? Why salkadai dechaminach? Salkadai dechaminach nigzar maimar debasar chalitza to maimar dekame chalitza. I would have thought that maybe we should be gozer. If you do maimar before chalitza, it's significant. So maybe if you do maimer after chalitza, maybe I should be gozer, that you should have to do another one. Kamash malon, delo gazrinan. Kamash malon, we're not gozer. So that's why it's a chiddush. Ela chalatz v'nasan get, lamali. What's the chiddush of that line? You do chalitza to a woman and then you give her a get, so you have that. There's a chiddush of the get is meaningless? What's the chiddush of that? So the Gemara says, lo taimei, chayim ha-seifo. What do you mean? The next line is also the same problem. Bo'al v'asa maimar, bo'al v'nasan get. You did yibum. And then you do something else to the case of one in one. Bishlam abav anasan itzrich, in a case where a person does yibam and then gives her a get. So then itzrich, maybe that's a chiddush, I understand why. Sakadai dechaminach nigzer get the baser bi'ila atu get the kami bi'ila. Maybe I would have thought that you should be gozer if you give a get after, if you give a get after bia, you should be gozer that atu a get before bia, and you should have, require chalitza again. Or for the first time. Kamash Mado Gazrina, so we're gozer not to. Ela ba'al v'asa maimar lamali, but be and then maimar, so of course it doesn't work. It's eishes ish. So, Ella, what's the chiddush? So you're right, there is no chiddush. Ela aydi t'tana chalas v'asa maimar, t'tana nami ba'al v'asa maimar, v'aydi t'boi l'misti, ba'al v'nasa get, t'tana nami chalas v'nasa get. In Achinami, the Gemara says, there are a couple of cases in the Mishnah that aren't telling me any chiddush. But once we're going through all the permutations, we're not going to say 80%. We're going to go through all the cases that are possible. Fine. Bizman shehi v'chulu. Now we're up to the last section of the Mishnah. Remember the Tanakhama said that Bia and Chalitza bitchila, as what we have just been talking about, that works for sure. But what if you have a Bia Psula or a Chalitza Psula? Let's say I do get first and then Bia. Get first and then Chalitza. So it's a Psula. So the Mishnah said a Chalitza Psula, that works. But a Bia Psula, it's Yesh Achareha. Yesh Achareha, meaning it doesn't totally wipe out the connection. It's not a full Yibam. And that was the Tanakhama Shita. Rabbi Nechemia held that Bein Betchila, Bein Be'emsa, it wipes out what's afterwards. That's two shitas in the Mishnah. And now we're going to have a third shita, and then summarize. Masnisa and Deloki Aitana, the Mishnah's against this third opinion. Tetanya, Abi Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim. Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Achas Be'ila v'Achas Chalitza. There's no difference between Bi and Chalitza. Betchila en Acharei Klum. If you do it at first, en Acharei Klum, that's what everybody holds. En Acharei Klum. But Be'emsa u'basof yesh Acharei Klum. But if you do it Be'emsa u'basof, meaning an inferior Chalitza or Yibum, then it's not significant. The Tanakhama was machalik between Yibum and Chalitza. Reb Nechemia says it always worked, and this third sheet is saying it always doesn't work. So, v'sholos machlokas bedavar. And just in case you didn't realize, the summary, the Mishnah, the Gemara summarizes it for us. Three different sheetas. Tanakhama savar. The Tanakhama holds. Bia, in the case of Yibum, be'emsa. Right, you didn't do it right away. Bia di'ika lemigzar. By Yibum, by a Bia psula, where there are worries, as we explained at the beginning of the parak. Nunam abeis. We already discussed what the gzeiris were. Gazrinan. Chalitza, there's no gzeira to say it shouldn't work, because what, you're going to do another chalitza afterwards? It's a big deal, you already did a chalitza. That's what the svara for the Tanakhama. Rebbe Nechemia says it always works, it always creates that there's nothing afterwards. Rebbe Nechemia savar bianami leka lemigzar. There's no reason to be gozer by bia udaka amrit ligzer bia achara get mishum bia achar chalitza, and that which you, the Tanakhama, were worried about, that you should be gozer if you did yibum, a bia psula after giving a get, you should be gozer in that case, mishum bia achar chalitza, right? And people will think that that's mutter lechatchila, that you could do you could change your mind. No, keep it the chalitza daraisa made the yadi. Everybody realizes the chalitza is daraisa, and that's going to be different than giving a get. The psula of get to a yavama is only drabanan. But chalitza, everybody realize. So after chalitza, you don't have to be worried. Utakamer ligzer biach or maimer mishum biach or bia. Same thing. You should be gozer bia after maimer with a different woman mishum biach or bia. No, kivan de bia do raisa hamamete yadi. Again, there was no reason to be gozer according to Reb Nechemia. And the third shita, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanan, Savar la Karabanan, de Gazri bebia, vegazer chalitza mishum bia. He takes the chumers of everyone. He says yesh achareha. As long as it's not at the first step, yesh achareha bein bebia bein bechalitza. Okay, Adrelach Rabbi Gamliel. We finished this little parak of Rabbi Gamliel, which gave us a couple of yesodos and insights into chalitza in general. And now we get into the next parak. Habal yevimto. Right, here we go. Says the Gemara, this is the abbreviation in many, throughout Shas, when you see Rishonim say, it says in Habal Yevimto, it's Hey Ayin Yud. That's the abbreviation of Hey Ayin Yud. Here's the parak. Habal Yevimto, if somebody does Bia, Bain Yibam, Bain B'Shogeg, whether it's Shogeg, Bain B'Mezid. What's Shogeg and Mezid? Rashi says Shogeg, you don't know this is the Yavama. You don't realize, you think it's your wife. Think it's your wife, it happens to be the Yavama. Or, even if you think it's another woman, says Rashi. What's the chiddush of that? Says the Tosfos Yantif. You have kavanah for a ma'aseh znus. Right? Kavanah to be mezana, ish is ish. And as a being your yavama. Look at that. Right? So in that case, it still works. Bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid. What's mezid? Rashi l'shem znus. Mamish. V'ol l'shem mitzvah. So there's even a shogeg case that's like that, according to Rashi. Bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Whether the act was a case of ones or ratzon. Afilu hu shogeg v'hi mezida. He mezid v'hi shogeg, hu mezid v'hi shogegas. Even if it's one, we'll have to see in the Gemara what the even is. Hu anus v'hi lo anusa. He anus v'hu lo anus. Any of the cases, it always works. Does ma'aseh be a done? That is it. Echad ha-ma'ara ve'echad ha-gomer kana. Whether one does a full ma'aseh bia or even a partial ma'aseh bia. We'll have to talk about it in the Gemara. What does it mean, a partial ma'aseh bia? V'lo chilek bein bia le'bia. The Gemara, the Torah is not mechayev between different bias. Any ma'aseh bia works. V'chein haba al achas mikol ha'raya shebatorah. The same thing by averus. Forget Yibam. If somebody does an avera Any arayis in the Torah, opsulos, kagon, aman al kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz al kohen hedyot, mamzeres v'nasin li yisrael bas yisrael lanas mamzer lanasin. All of these cases, chayve lavin, or worse, the chayve krisus, pasla v'lochili min bia labia. There's no chilik between bia and bia. This line might mean, as Rashi says, whether it's biash kadarko, biash alo kadarko, right? Any of these cases, any type of maisa bia, is iser kares, is iser chayve lavin, and does the mitzvah for yibam. Just one hara, and then we'll continue more tomorrow. The Mishnah Lamelech, we've never mentioned this Mishnah Lamelech yet in the Masechta, I don't remember, maybe we did, in Hilchas Yibam, has a question. What are we just talking about? Edim, we said Edekiyim for Kiddushin, for Gerushin, Chalitza maybe not. What about Yibam? You need Edekiyim for Yibam? That's his suffix. The suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he says, well, since the Maisebiyah could be anything, this is his Lashon, since the Maisebiyah can be anything we hear, Shoging, Mezidon, Israsa, whatever it is, so doesn't that show that it's not so significant that you wouldn't need Edim? That's his suffix. I'll have to talk more about the suffix, but that's his suffix right here in Nuchas Yibam, in Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, he says, Nistapakti, Ibi'inim Abiyazu Edim, Dumi Tekidushin Da Alma. O Dilma, Kihechi, just like the Xeris Akasa Biavama, Vafilu Ishnaim Shogigino Anusim, Vafilu Isahi Ishena Kana, Hakanami Nema de Biavama, Filu Deleka Adem Kana. Just like there's flexible definitions of the Maisa Bia, there might be flexible definitions, but for the Adem, for the Maisa Bia, that's his cheat. You gotta figure that out. What is the fact that there's more flexibility, so what does that tell us about the mitzvah of Yibam? So I'll have to get into that more, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today, this month's Shiurim are sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietsky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shas Gvura by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietsky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietsky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg.